there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Just take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to the Gospel Miracle Hour. So we're so pleased you have joined us. Well, friends, there is good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. So I'd like to open in prayer, Lord. I pray that You grant Your servant great boldness this day to bring Your word, and, Lord, that You'd stretch forth Your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of Your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right, we're going to see what God's nature is like and what He thinks of you. There is a book written about you. We see this in Psalm 89:14-15. It says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as your attendants. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence. Thank you, Lord. And Psalm 90:17, and may the Lord our God show His approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. What it's saying is, friends, happy are the people who have learned to praise Him, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Well, we'll see this in Psalm 139:14-15. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. See, friends, God wants to make it clear that in heaven, things that were being written about you have an expected and perfect end. God has plans for you to succeed and to prosper and to be in good health. We see this in 3 John 1:2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers." See, friends, God's plans are based on the foundation that Jesus came back and redeemed humanity. God wants to implement the story he has written about you right now through the angels, the Holy Spirit, and through the revelation of God's word. To fill these things by working together will cause you to triumph in this life. Do not wait until it's absolutely need help from God. Get into a relationship with him now and have the intimacy with him. You're going to be effective by the word in turn, and you will help other people and change lives everywhere. This is how big God's plan is for you. If you fulfill what he's written in your book and fulfill what God has for you, then these around you will be influenced and fulfill their lives, their books. And God knows you before you were even existence. That's what the Bible is saying. His intention for you is attached to other people. His intention for you, for your life, is going to affect the whole generation and future generations because of your obedience. Be encouraged. God is with you in a powerful way, and he's not going to let you fail. You can be victorious in this life. And please never, ever forget, it's all rigged in your favor. But we still have some challenges to overcome. In John 3:17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Friends, if you have never taken Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is your day. Today's scripture tells us that God has an awesome future for you. He did not send his Son to punish you, but to save you. There is a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered here right now. Romans 10 verse 9 and 13 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach the destiny. Every day of your life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Just remember Isaiah 43:25. "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins again." Friend, God is reminding you that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets your sin, not because we deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. You are precious to God. You are his treasure. Right, the word for today comes from James 1:3. It says it, "For you know when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." Well, the message here is when God is silent. Sometimes we're being tested by discouragement. It seems God is silent. We pray and don't hear anything. We read the scriptures and still come away feeling as though God is a million miles away. It's easy to think something must be wrong. Remember, this is a test. You have to pass the test of being faithful where you are. Keep stretching, praying, and believing. The next stop is coming, an increase in favor, an increase in healing, a breakthrough step. When God is silent, don't assume he's left or he's mad at you. He is right there with you during the test. His silence is a sign that he has great confidence in you and he has prepared for you. And now he is watching to see if you have learned anything. He knows you will come through it. He knows you will come through the test victoriously. And he would not have permitted it if he knew you couldn't be tested. So keep doing your best and you'll see what happens. So my prayer for you is, Father, thank you for the good plan that you have for their life. Even when they don't understand things, they choose to trust in you. Help them to live the life of joy and to pass the discouragement test. And you will see and to see them in the silence. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we get this part of the message where we're going to be praying for the sick shortly. So we see here that God's power deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmity. When Jesus sent out his disciples to preach the good news, he also commissioned them to heal the sick every time. We should go to Luke 10:9. When you come into a town and they make you welcome, eat the food that is provided for you, heal the sick there, and say the kingdom of God has come close to you. Go to Luke 13:11-12. Jesus was teaching at one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bent over and could not straighten herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called her and he said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." Then he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. See, here Jesus points out a direct relationship between demonic forces and sickness. Jesus said, he came to destroy the works of the devil. We see this in 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God was made manifest or made visible was to undo, destroy, loosen, dissolve the works the devil had done. See, friends, this woman had been bound by the enemy for 18 long years. But in one moment, Jesus broke the enemy's power and set her free. Friends, you don't have to be bound by sins or sickness. Jesus bore your sins and your sickness. And Jesus didn't say to this woman, she was purchased, and like you, you are purchased by the blood of Jesus. And now that you are a child of God, healing is your right as a born-again child of God. Go to Acts 10:38 and declares how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. We see Matthew 12:28-30 says, Jesus said, "But if I'm casting out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. One cannot rob Satan's kingdom without first binding Satan. Only then can his demons be cast out." See, Jesus cast out the demons of sickness by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit. Cast out in that particular means to drive out by force. Jesus never ever used a polite request when he was casting out a demon or a sickness. There's a testimony here. This boy was about 10 years old. He could not speak. He'd never been able to speak ever. Not a single word. This was in a street meeting that I was holding, and it was a healing meeting. After I binding and breaking the power of this dumb spirit and casting it out, I drove it out by force. then released the healing power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to speak for the first time. He said, "Thank you, Jesus." Well, we thank you, Lord, for the miracles. Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." See, friends, it was a display of God's power, the Holy Spirit, against the impossibilities of this 10-year-old boy. The dumb spoke again. He was set totally free. Romans 8:11. "And if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also make your mortal bodies live by the indwelling Spirit in your lives." See, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. The Holy Spirit will manifest himself and his presence in our midst. Sick bodies will be healed. Captives will be set free. Yokes of bondage will be destroyed. Supernatural refreshing will be experienced. The lives changed. Jesus Christ will be exalted and glorified. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. So lay your hand on that part of that needs a touch from the Lord. The Holy Spirit will make alive your mortal body by the indwelling Holy Spirit that's within you. So as I begin to pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, everyone that's got infirmities, I curse these infirmities. I bind and I break the power and I command you to loose them and set them free. I break it off of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I release your healing power. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven go right through their bodies, Lord. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your miraculous healing power is touching them now from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Every infirmity, it is cursed in Jesus Christ. The miraculous healing power of the Holy Spirit is healing right now. Pains, I curse this. I break it off you. I pull it out by the roots in Jesus Christ's name. Let the fire of heaven burn out everything that's not of you, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Let a creative miracle take place right now. Let the anointing of heaven go right through these bodies, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heart problems, let every artery be opened in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I curse this condition. I break it off you. Let the anointing of heaven heal them now. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for by the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you touch from heaven. We thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, as you release your healing power to touch them right now in Jesus Christ's name. Cancers and tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree at the roots, I curse cancer at the roots and command you to dry up, to shrivel and dry up at the roots. Let the fire of heaven burn out every trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord, I pray. Burn it out of them. Every area, every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning or in cancer, I curse it. Be healed and made whole. Let the fire of heaven, Lord, burn it out. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Be healed and made whole. And emotional traumas, I break this off you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord, as I loose your power. Let the mercy fill their hearts, Lord. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song. We magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful work to the children of men. Amen. Well, divine healing can be instantaneous. We heard this today. But it can also be progressive where it unfolds over a period of time. But the Bible clearly states, you shall get well, or you shall be healed. And believe you received. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Don't hold on to any grudges, being vindictive. Let it go, friends. It only inhibits your healing. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And do not let fear come upon you. It says many times in the Bible, fear not. Have no anxiety. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And right, God heals so that you can reveal his glory. It says it, declare the works of the Lord. So if you've been healed, then declare it to someone. So my final prayer for you is this, today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God take you through the problem to the provision. May you with boldness, relentless face go straight through the problem and receive the promise of God. Let this day and the days that follow be days of triumph and victory, because God is a faithful God who will never fail you. In Jesus' name, receive the answer. Shalom. Amen.
Out to him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, smile on your children.